This is Small Business Secrets with Susan Sullivan.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Small Business Secrets with Susan Sullivan. I'm Susan Sullivan, and this is the program where wildly successful entrepreneurs, thought leaders, and industry experts share their secrets with you so that you can start, build, and grow your business ventures. It's all about helping you succeed. Now, you can listen to us on iTunes, or you can catch our podcast on my website, which is SusanSolovic.com. Also, I encourage you to follow me on Twitter and join into the small business discussion. I'm Susan Sullivan on Twitter. And on Facebook, it's just Facebook.com/SusanSolovic. Now, let's get started with today's program because I have a special guest today. He is truly an industry expert. I've actually known him for quite some time and have been very impressed with his commitment to helping small business. I got to know him when he was with Advanta Corporation. He was had many roles there, including the Chief Innovation Officer, which is a name I love, and the Senior Vice President of Business Development and Internet Strategy. But now he's on his own, an entrepreneur, and still helping small businesses. He is the co-founder and partner at multifunding.com, and Multifunding works with clients across the United States to secure top business loans at, get this, at the lowest possible rates. We all love that. Ami, thank you for joining me. Thanks, and welcome to the program.
Thanks, Susan. Thanks for having me. It's a pleasure to be here.
So I am just very curious, as I'm sure many of our listeners are, what's the brainchild behind multifunding.com?
Really, the brainchild is the frustration and difficulty that business owners have in the process of borrowing money. Many times we're just not fortunate as small business owners to have the CFO help, as an example, or the guidance to help us through complicated processes. And let's face it, the process of borrowing money is not simple. And we really try to make it easy for our clients, not to help them understand what's going on, to make the process transparent, and on the back end, to make the banks compete for the best deals.
That's an excellent idea. And you're right, because that whole process of trying to find the right lender, the right source of financing for your business can be really time-consuming. So, Ami, do you go into the small business and then help them really examine what it is their business needs to help them grow?
So we have one or two services. So sometimes a client or a prospective client calls us and they say they need money. And the first thing we try to help them figure out is just how much money they need. Sometimes they're actually, they don't need as much money as they think they do. Now, once we've figured out how much money we think they need, then it becomes a question of what's the best possible way to structure the loan, and there are different ways to do it. So it might be an SBA loan, it might be a conventional loan, it might be a commercial mortgage, there might be factoring or inventory financing to do, and it really, every situation is unique and different. Then basically we've generally made a decision with the business owner what's best for them. We then work with them to prepare a centralized credit application where we've put together all the information that the banks are going to need. And then we ship it out to a vast network of banks and lenders. Ideally, several will be interested, and we create competitive pressure amongst the banks to help the small business get the best possible loan terms.
Competition is always good to having more than one person interested in getting your business.
Absolutely.
But, Ami, I have to ask, because one of the things that I hear a lot from small businesses and have been for really the past couple of years is that there just isn't any possibility. The credit is not out there. The loans are not out there. Is that what you're seeing, or is it just that we don't know how to position ourselves right?
We think loans are out there, and if loans weren't out there, we wouldn't be in business at multifunding. So we believe loans are out there, but sometimes it's really, first of all, unfortunately, I wish I could say we can help everybody. We can't. So sometimes there just aren't loans available if a business has really gotten themselves in a difficult situation. But if a loan is available, it's really a matter of how you package the loan, how you structure the loan, and sometimes where you send the loans to. So sometimes some of the bigger banks who have more complicated processes and more bureaucracy aren't the best places to go anymore. Sometimes it's the smaller, local community banks in a particular area that are going to be the right people to place a loan. So it's really a matter of how to structure a loan and how to put the best possible loan together.
I've actually been reading that sometimes what they call specialty lenders can really be the best bet. So is it true that certain banks specialize perhaps in a particular industry or a particular type of business?
Yeah, they're just like, you have doctors that specialize in different areas. There's absolutely banks that like certain types of loans and are more comfortable lending in different places. And that's part of our job, is to work to find the best possible banks for the lender in mind.
I guess, and if they've gotten burned in a particular industry, they're going to stay away from that one.
Exactly.
What's the biggest mistake that you're seeing that small businesses are making out there?
Well, one of the biggest mistakes we see in the lending process, and it's unfortunately, it's just the reality of if you do this by yourself, is going one bank at a time. So oftentimes we get phone calls and a business owner is just desperate because they've just spent 2 months at a bank, and then they throw up their hands in frustration because they were just told no, and now they're on a deadline and they're in a rush. So we strongly recommend, and we do this with our clients all the time, working with several banks in parallel, because you just don't know where there are many people with their hands in a decision to make a loan. And while one person can tell you one thing, you know, three or four steps in the process, you can get into trouble. So we strongly recommend going to many banks in parallel. That's when you're in the process of looking for money. When you're just some general tips and suggestions we have for business in general at all times is, first of all, we strongly encourage business owners to maintain, track, and monitor their personal credit score. Particularly for small businesses, personal credit is a critical element, becomes a critical element of any lending decision, and we really suggest people to watch it and monitor it on a regular basis.
Because I think that's something that a lot of small businesses don't understand, especially if they just getting started. They don't realize that your personal credit and the business credit, that's all going to be the same.
It's all intertwined, absolutely.
Right.
We also strongly encourage small business owners to really stay on top of your financial reporting, to keep your books in order, get yourself a bookkeeper or an accountant if you don't have one, and make certain that you have clean documents and that you have clean tax returns, because all of this is going to have an impact on the future on your lending decisions if and when you get to the point where you want to borrow money.
And you and I have talked before, and something that I think a lot of small businesses don't think about until they're pressed against the wall and need to get that financing, but sometimes they're not reporting maybe all their income because everybody wants to hold their tax bill down, and I'm not accusing anyone here, but is that something that you've seen?
Yeah, that's really a delicate balance, and we see this a lot, particularly in some industries. Let's face it, we all know there are a lot of cash businesses, and people don't like to keep their tax bills to a minimum, or sometimes people like to run as many personal expenses as they can through a business. That might be a great short-term decision for a business owner to preserve cash in the short term. It's going to hurt them in the long run. It's going to hurt them when it might come time to sell their business and or when it becomes time to finance their business, because the documents that a potential new owner or a lender are going to look at are not going to be the reality of the business, and then it's very difficult to reconcile that.
I see. So you're saying short-term decisions can have a long-term impact. That makes sense. And I know it's tempting not to want to have to up that tax bill, but as you said, it can be hurtful in the long run. Have you seen small businesses that perhaps have just been taking on any type of financing, like they grab vendor financing if it's available over here and they do something else over there, and suddenly they've got this hodgepodge of outstanding debt? Is there anything that you can do or counsel them if they're making those kinds of decisions?
Yeah, we see it all the time, and we have a program for it that we think is A, novel, and B, critical. Let's face it, businesses take on debt at different stages, and as well as do individuals. And sometimes it's impulsive, or sometimes it's out of a necessity. and debt accumulates, and many people, even if they're not in trouble, just go about paying their debt down for the different loans that they've taken. In fact, there are opportunities where you might be able to save your business thousands of dollars a month by looking at all that debt and seeing if there's an opportunity to refinance it and consolidate it into one central loan. We're doing this for our clients all the time, and are able to save them thousands and thousands of dollars of interest a month.
Wow.
And we'll go and we'll look at the different loan instruments that they have out there. We'll do an analysis of their current interest, and we'll see what we can save them. And sometimes you can make it the new loan for a longer term. Interest rates are at historical lows for small businesses right now when you have good credit. And we strongly recommend that at least twice a year, a small business goes in and looks at their existing debt and decides whether the debt that made sense 6 months or a year or 2 years ago or 3 years ago still makes sense for their business.
Excellent. Now, Ami, you are doing business with companies all across the country. Is that correct?
Absolutely. We work with businesses all across the country. The only things we don't do is we're not licensed and we're not able to help a business sell equity in their business at all.
Mm-hmm.
And we don't do anything personal out there. We're strictly small business.
Small business, great. Well, you certainly have been a good friend to the small business market, and I know you're going to be successful with this new endeavor because it's definitely needed. And if people want to get in touch with you, the website is the best way, multifunding.com?
Multifunding.com. I'm on Twitter at @acassar.
Okay.
Or you can reach me at acassar@multifunding.com.
Excellent. Well, Ami, thank you so much for taking time to be with us today. Some great tips and advice, and I wish you the best success. And I thank everyone else for listening to us today. And as I said, you can follow Ami on Twitter on @acassar, and also you can visit his website, multifunding.com, or follow me on Twitter at Susan Solovic, or on Facebook at facebook.com/Susan Solovic. Thanks for joining us, and join us next time for Small Business Secrets with Susan Solovic.
Thanks for listening to Small Business Secrets with Susan Solovic. To learn more or to subscribe to this podcast, visit SusanSolovic.com.